'Tis the season for hikers hearing the call of the great outdoors to follow the Pacific Crest Trail. It runs through deserts and mountains for more than 2,500 miles from Mexico to Canada. Weary walkers may get a boost from an encounter with self-appointed volunteers called Trail Angels. Some offer a cold soda or a ride into town, but some actually provide free lodging. KPCC's Sharon McNary visited one of the best-known outposts, Hiker Heaven, in Agua Dulce.
The Pacific Crest Trail runs right through the heart of Agua Dulce, a rural town off Highway 14, northeast of Santa Clarita. Grubby backpackers take a right turn detour at Darling Road and trudge a mile uphill to Hiker Heaven.
So it's a cloudy, rainy morning. Doesn't look like many people are awake.
I'm Sharon.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. What can I do for you?
Donna Softley and her husband, Jeff, are two of the best-known trail angels, people who support the hikers with free acts of kindness, in this case, overnight lodging, and much more. I tell her I'm here to visit a friend who's staying there. She's super busy. The couple also runs an electrical contracting business from their home, so she sends me out back.
That single wide over there is the hiker house,
and
you can go on in there and look on your way to see if you see anyone.
I take my box of donuts and head out to find my friend, Jasmin Ortega.
How are you? So I brought these for you.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
I clearly didn't bring enough donuts. I had no idea how many people would be here.
It is incredible.
This two-acre horse lot is a tent city. At least 30 are spread out near a small horse stable. A single-wide mobile home has sleeping space for about 8 and a tiny kitchen. Everything you can imagine a weary hiker might need is here. Showers, internet, a do-it-yourself hair-cutting station, extra boots left by past campers. She eats one of the donuts, and other hikers politely hover nearby, eyeing the extras.
Trail magic.
Trail magic, that's hiker jargon for serendipitous freebies.
Last donut.
And like that, the donuts are gone.
That's what trail magic does.
Thank you.
In the garage, volunteers are running loads of grimy backpackers' clothing in two washing machines. One is off balance and rocking badly. Owner Donna Softley joins us.
These people are treasure to us. They become dear and very close friends. This wouldn't happen without them, quite frankly.
She left a career in marketing and moved to Agua Dulce in the mid-90s. In 1997, she encountered a group of dusty hikers at a pizza place. On impulse, she invited them to shower and sleep in the mobile home in her backyard. That first year, they had a few dozen guests. More came the next year. Hiker Heaven became a welcome oasis on a trail that has few sheltering places to rest and recover from trail injuries.
I've got a fellow with two broken feet here right now.
As word circulated among the close-knit subculture of PCT hikers, the numbers grew. And with the 2014 Reese Witherspoon movie Wild,
our record was 120 hikers here at one time. That was ridiculous.
Now they average about 55 hikers a day. Hiker Heaven satisfies both her hospitality gene and her organizational impulses.
I have chosen the most messy, dirty, chaotic group of people that you could possibly find on the planet, and I try to instill order in organization.
It's not all rainbows and free donuts. There's debate in the backpacking world over whether trail angel places like this cause hiker bottlenecks farther along the trail. Too many people camping in one place can stress the trail ecosystem. Softley actually closed down in 2015, but reopened the next year with an expanded septic system. But once again, Donna Softley is ready to say goodbye.
We're going to be closing. Probably 2020 will be our last year. We've been doing this for a long time, and we're ready to move.
She's encouraging other Agua Dulce residents to become trail angels themselves, replacing her on a more scattered and smaller scale.
It's important to keep things like this alive.
And it might just take a village to replace what trail angel Donna Softley has been providing all these years. Covering infrastructure, I'm Sharon McNary.